Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Morning to you, Peds.
Morning, Steve.
Right, kits. You love your kits. You do. You're an absolute sort of nostalgia freak when it comes to kits. So I imagine you were on tenterhooks waiting to get a first glimpse of this this brand new one. Give us the honest opinion on the new Everton kit.
Well, when I first saw it, it was some leaked pictures knocking around on Tuesday. And I seen it and I was a bit, you know, you first see it and you don't get the proper lighting and all that. I was a bit, not sure about this one. And then I seen it up close yesterday and I still wasn't sure about it. But the more I've seen it, it's actually grown on me a little bit. I don't think it's a classic, but I don't think it's as bad as everyone's making out. And it's a little bit different, a little bit of a change from the norm, but never too bad. And listen, if we get to the end of the season and we've won something, it'll become an instant classic. So we'll wait and see.
I was going to say, what turns it into a classic? I don't know. What Martin on the Twitter says here, the only decent bit of the new kit is Dixie's silhouette. Now, I haven't seen it close up, so I can't really tell where this silhouette is. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's on the neck. It's on the back, yeah, on the neck. So it's a nice little touch, hint to the past. And obviously all the promotion for it has been about young, or not so young when it comes to Leighton Baines, but certainly about local lads playing for the club. And that goes with sort of the Dixie Dean motive on the back as well. So it's a nice touch and it's a nice way to promote the kit and everything that goes with it.
There's something strange when the sponsor changes on a football kit. I remember, you know, when Crown was always on Liverpool, and then Crown got removed, and it almost felt like, how can you take that off? You know, that's part of what that kit is. So when I looked at it and saw Sport Pacer, it was almost like, what is that doing on there?
Yeah, it's strange because it's a sponsorship. It's you know, someone's paid to be part of a shirt. But I suppose if you're on it for that long, you do become part of the shirt. And obviously with Chang, that was the way. But this one actually looks quite nice. I was a bit worried because if you look at Hull's kit, who are also sponsored by them, you know, it's not just, doesn't just say Sports Pacer, it's got the logo as well. Whereas I like this one, it looks very clean, it looks nice on the shirt. So, but I'd say at the end of the day, it's a sponsor and it's weird. But it is weird the way we get attacked to, because I know a lot of Evertonians still have sort of fond memories of the likes of Hafnia. So, you know, it does become part of the shirt.
Gets the moderate thumbs up at the moment from Ped, unless they win something, and then it goes to the very top. Tony's also put on the Twitter, same with every kit every year. Outrage, 2 days later, it's not that bad. 2 weeks later, we love it. That's essentially what you're saying, Ped, isn't it? Right, let's talk about Ross Barkley a bit. There seems to have been a price tag set for Ross's departure if he were to leave the football club. So Everton are going to look for £50 million for him if he refuses to commit his future before the end of season deadline. But that would prompt the question, who would pay £50 million for Ross?
Yeah, that does seem a strange one, because it's Ronald Koeman's obviously said that, you know, he's prepared to let him go because he's not willing for him to go on a free. But then to have such a high price tag suggests that you're trying to put people off. So that does make it send out slightly confusing signs. I don't know if anyone will, unless they, you know, they are that confident of him signing, or confident that someone would pay it. But it does seem like a lot of money for a player with only 1 year on his deal. Or maybe it just doesn't make any real sense if that is a true figure, because if they're trying to say to Ross Barkley, well, no one will pay it, well, he can turn around and say, well, I can leave in a year anyway. So unless it is, there's always, I suppose, the idea that it's a World Cup year, and maybe they're trying to push him into signing a deal by saying, well, no one will come in for you, so you will lose a year of football if you don't commit to the club. So it is a strange one. As I say, I don't know. You know, you can take this with a pinch of salt at times when you hear figures like that. But I suppose for who he is and his age, it would be the right amount. But as I say, with only 1 year on his deal, you can't really expect anyone to pay that.
Well, clubs are signing players who they're essentially using as subs, and they're signing them for 10 to 15 million, aren't they? So it does beg the question, does a top talent, even with 1 year left on his contract, does a top talent command 30, 40, £50 million. I mean, and at a slightly highest end of the scale, so Alexis Sanchez, he's got a year left on his contract. I suppose he'd command £50 million, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think someone like that would. And I suppose another sign of it, or another way of looking at it, is Romelu Lukaku's got 2 years on his contract. And maybe it's a sign that Everton are saying, well, we're prepared to keep Romelu Lukaku for another year because this is the kind of money we expect. We have seen players leave with only a year left on the contract for 20, 30 million. So it's not uncommon, but you know, Ross Barkley isn't at the higher end of the scale. So expecting 50 million would be unusual. But then I suppose Everton might know the calibre of the clubs coming after them. If there's clubs like Manchester City interested, or Arsenal, then maybe they're thinking, well, if they're coming for them, they're prepared to pay.
Right, let's get on to the final game of the season. So Everton are at Arsenal. And of course, Arsenal's still with a relative hope of getting into the Champions League and the top four, but it needs Everton. Well, you know, Liverpool might be looking at Everton to do them a little favour. How are Everton going to be on Sunday? Because David Moyes, speaking about this yesterday, suggested that maybe talking about Everton being on the beach might just propel them to actually put in a really decent performance.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Everton have been on the beach for about 3 weeks, so it'll be an interesting one. You just can't look at Everton and think, you know, going into a game like this where there's nothing on them, you know, and Arsenal know that if they get the 3 points, they back up a bounce to Champions League. You can't really think that the Everton players are going to be really up for this game, regardless of what the outcome is for Liverpool or Arsenal or whatever. Since they got European qualification, they certainly took the foot off the gas and have started to, well, literally, they are on the old saying, they've got the flip-flops on and they're on the beach already. So I can't see being any difference on Sunday. I really can't, with Arsenal pushing. And Arsenal, I think they've won the last 3 or 4 games with a chance of the Champions League now. So it's difficult, I think, to get back on it once you've took your foot off it. You know, you look at the things that are going on, things like obviously the kit coming out and a lot of promotion work and a lot of things that go on at the end of the season, like award ceremonies, and it sort of takes their eye off what's going on. And there's no big competition in the summer to look forward to keep themselves going. So I can't really see it being any difference on Sunday. But the fact that there isn't anything to play for and there might be that added pressure from the Arsenal fans might just give Everton that little bit of breathing room to play a little bit of football.
So they might just produce something. It's interesting to see there's a few different scenarios, maybe they're unlikely, a few scenarios which could result in a playoff in the Premier League. So if Arsenal draw with Everton 1-1 and Liverpool were to lose 2-0 to Middlesbrough, Arsenal and Liverpool would then have a playoff. Both would have 73 points, goal difference of plus 31, and would have scored 75 goals each.
Well, I think the real winners in that would be the TV. They'd absolutely love that. If there was a one-off playoff game, the way they talk about the playoff in the Championship, for, you know, the 100 million game, well, to get into the Champions League, I don't know what kind of price that would be, but they'd absolutely be loving that. That 39th game, they'd finally get in and have a chance. But I don't even know how that would work. Would it be two-legged? Or I don't really know.
Well, where do you play it? Is that a Wembley? Or is it, as you say, is it two legs, home and away? What a bizarre situation. Obviously, never happened before. Maybe it could happen. Who knows? We'll wait and see. But let's face it, I think Liverpool are pretty sort of commanding favourites to get a win against Middlesbrough. At the weekend. Right, so final game of the season. I know the manager's been talking about the progress that he feels they've made this season. Koeman pointed to the progress of his first season in charge, and he says it's been a real progress. Are you getting that feeling heading into the final game?
Yeah, it's been an excellent season. I mean, the only real downside of the season has been the away form, to be fair. It's been pretty poor. I mean, if we'd won 4 more away games, we'd be in the Champions League places. And that, you know, the places that we've not picked up points or just got a draw, most of the teams in the bottom half. And that's the only disappointing side. So that's something we've really got to fix next season. But that'll mean hopefully new players and Now, the only thing now is we will be going into silly season now. We're getting linked with all kinds of players, and players that we've linked with look like they might be going to other clubs, so that leads fans to feel disappointed that we've missed out on targets. But you just don't know. It will be, again, another rebuilding job in the summer, because getting from, I think, 11th to 7th is easier than getting from 7th to a Champions League spot. Mm. You know, we're going to have to put so much more into it now this summer, and it might, you know, and those players have to bed in. So it'll take time, but I think, you know, Sane going in the right way, he's weeding out the players he doesn't want. He's getting the players bedded in that so far. Well, the players he has bedded in so far have done really well. So it's just a case of hopefully getting the targets and pushing on again.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.